Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. You can look at chapter 4. You can read about Cain and Abel. God said, "I want you to bring a sacrifice to me." If you want to come to God, you today must bring a sacrifice. And the sacrifice that God accepts is His own Son. If you can put your trust in Christ, the one who died, you can be forgiven of your sins. So Abel brought a lamb. And God said, "I accept that sacrifice." John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." So you can see that this chapter is a prophecy of John the Baptist. John the Baptist says, "The Lamb of God is coming." Abel brought a lamb. But Cain, he was better than that. Cain was prideful. He was too good to bring a lamb. You see, Cain was a farmer. And he worked hard to grow his vegetables. So God said, "Bring an offering." Cain brought an offering. He brought vegetables. Maybe he brought some melon or some bean or something. And God says, "Get that out of my face. I don't accept that. But I worked hard for this. I deserve the favor of God." And God says, "No." How many of you know in the book of Romans, and maybe some other book, it says that if you want to be saved, it's by faith and not by works. We must trust in Christ. Our good works cannot bring us to heaven. So Abel was a man of faith. Cain was a man of works. Good works cannot save. I'm glad we preach salvation by faith. So let's turn one more page. Genesis chapter 5. Let's read verse 1. "This is the book of the generations of Adam, and the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him."
Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. "Voici le livre de la postérité Adam. Lorsque Dieu créa l'homme, et il fit à ressemblance de Dieu."
So Adam had a son.
Adam était un garçon.
One of his sons' names was Seth. But Adam died. And Seth, he had a son. And his name was Enos. And Seth died. And Enos had a son. And his name was Canaan. And Enos died. You get the pattern here? You understand the pattern? And death. Generations, yes, but death. God said, if you eat of the tree of that garden, you're going to die. And they ate, and they died inside. They died spiritually. And they died physically. So you can have a child, but your child will die. Your child will have a son. But down the line, everyone dies. It says Adam lived 900 years. That's a long time. But even still, he died. But if you come down to verse, let's see, 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Verse
21. Yeah.
So that name Methuselah is important. It means when he is dead, it will come. We're gonna pick that up in the next chapter, but Methuselah's name is very important. It's a warning. But verse 22, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Now, verse 21, dit comme ça, Enoch, après la naissance de la Methuselah, marcha avec Dieu 300 ans, et il ajouta des fils et des filles.
And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. We have the law of sin and death. But this man, his life is a prophecy. Because Christ frees us from sin and death. And Christ went back to heaven. And one day he's coming back for us to take us to heaven. So this man Enoch, he is a type of Christ. He shows us the resurrection. Look at verse 6 of chapter 6. God called Noah. He said, make an ark. This is good. God said to Noah, make an ark. And we know the story of Noah and the ark. God said, I want you to get in the ark. God said, I want everyone to get in the ark. Noah took 100 years to build it. Remember, people lived a long time, so 100 years was okay. Noah preached that destruction was coming. Judgment was coming. Because of man's sin, judgment was coming. I'm telling you the same thing. Judgment is coming. You need to get in Christ. Back then, Noah said, you need to get in the ark. But Jesus Christ was that ark. You can get in Christ and you can go to heaven. One day the great tribulation will come. One day God will judge the entire earth. But you, like Noah, can float above the judgment. Noah was a type of Christ. So we can turn some more pages. Let me see if I can find another one. Let's look at, I guess, chapter... Well, we're going to talk about Abraham. Let me find the chapter for us. One second, please. Yeah, Genesis chapter 22. We know about Abraham. Abraham believed God, and God counted it to him for righteousness. That's justification by faith. That's one of the first New Testament doctrines, is justification by faith. We could find it here in chapter 12, 13, 14 of Genesis. Abraham is a type of Christ. Abraham's life foreshadows Christ. But Abraham had a son. His name was Isaac. And God said, I want you to take your son 3 days journey, and I want you to sacrifice him to me. How would you feel if God said, I want you to sacrifice your son? If God said that to me, it would be like I was dead. You understand? But Abraham believed God. Look at verse 8. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. God didn't know. I mean, Abraham didn't know what God would do. Abraham heard from God. He didn't understand. But he believed. Look at verse 5. Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He didn't know exactly what God would do. He knew that even if he had to sacrifice his son, God would raise him up. Now we know the story. He took the wood and he laid it on the altar. He took his son and put him on the altar. And he had the knife. And he was about to kill his son. And Abraham heard a voice from God. He said, stop!
Stop!
And God said, I know you believe me now. Verse 13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. The book of Romans says this, that the wages of sin is death. Every one of us deserves to die for our sins. But we trust in Christ who died instead of us. God told Abraham to sacrifice his son. Then God provided a ram to sacrifice instead of his son. We deserve to die. But Christ died instead. That's the doctrine of substitution. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we serve a mighty God. But there are types all over the Old Testament. You remember Joseph? Joseph, his brothers were embarrassed by him. Joseph had the call of God on his life. His brothers were jealous. And one day they took him and threw him in a well. They left him to die. And they came back a little while and found he was gone. And it turns out he was sold into slavery. How many of you remember Jesus Christ? They put him in the ground. They came back later and he was gone. Hallelujah. You see, everywhere you look in the Old Testament, you can find Christ. You just have to train your eyes to look. And I encourage you as you read, if you read some story in the Old Testament, you ask yourself, where's Christ here? Because all these things were written for our examples. You can look at the book of Exodus. One of the greatest types of the Old Testament is found in the book of Exodus. I won't read too much. Yeah, one of the greatest types of the Old Testament is found in the book of Exodus. Amen. You can look at Moses. He was born. And Pharaoh tried to kill him. All the firstborn up to 2 years, every one of them were killed. You can read in the book of Matthew that Herod heard that the king of the Jews was born. And he had all the children slain. Moses' mother took him and put him in a basket and put him in the river. But remember, one of the wise men warned Mary and Joseph and said, get out of town. I can see Christ in this story. I can see a prophecy of Christ all through the Old Testament. But you can look at what Moses did. He delivered Israel. All the children of Israel, all the Jews were slaves. But God sent Moses to deliver Israel. Pharaoh is a picture of Satan. Moses is a picture of Christ. Egypt is a picture of the world. The gospel call is come out of the world and follow Christ. And God delivered Israel. And God can deliver us if we put our trust in Christ. The story of the Exodus, God's deliverance, is so great, so wonderful. I encourage you to read it. But you can go on to more chapters. You can look at Numbers chapter 11. Jesus said that John baptized with water. But he said that he would baptize with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit gives us power to preach the gospel. You can read in the book of Numbers. Moses, his whole day was filled with doing the work of a pastor. And he needed help. He needed deacons. God's Spirit rested upon Moses. The deacons needed the power of God too. Look at verse 17. Look at verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, who thou knowest to be elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them to the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not alone. Read those two verses, 16 and 17. What time is it? Are we getting ready to go or what? What time is it now? Oh, that's why they're restless. Okay. I tell you what, 2 minutes and I will let you go. I don't have a watch, I'm sorry. If you read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, we read about when God gave the Spirit to the church. But this was prophesied in the book of Numbers. One more chapter, chapter 21. And then I will let you go. Numbers 21. I didn't know. In the book of Numbers, chapter 21, the people were murmuring against Moses. I'll get there. But say this to them. The people were murmuring against Moses. And God's anger was upon the people. And God sent snakes all to bite everyone. But God is a loving God. But also He has judgment. We should remember that we should follow God and then we won't experience His judgment. But the people were dying. God said to Moses, take a piece of brass and form some kind of a statue of a serpent. To take that serpent and nail it to a pole, a stick. And to hold up that stick with the serpent on it. And to run through the camp. And the man was to cry, look and live. That is the picture of Christ. We are all dying because of our sin. But if you look to Christ, you can live. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. Or just go to the main page and follow the links on the left, and you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.